The whole universe depends on everything fitting together just right. If one piece busts, even the smallest piece, the entire universe would get busted.
That tiny philosopher is a 6-year-old named Hush Puppy who lives with her father, a hard-drinking scavenger named Wink. They live in a ramshackle bayou settlement they call the Bathtub, which is about to be washed away by a powerful hurricane. Director and co-writer Ben Zeitlin says the location is fictional, but the drama is real.
It certainly is inspired by a lot of real things that have happened. You know, storms have always come, and I wanted to tell a story about living in a place that every summer the possibility of getting wiped off the map exists, and what it's like to stand strong there and refuse to leave and fight for it.
I'm your daddy, and it's just my job to take care of you, okay?
No one in the cast had ever acted, including New Orleans baker Dwight Henry, who co-stars as Wink and understands the father's tough love parenting.
You got to understand the region we live in, living on the Gulf Coast. We often have to go through dangerous situations, whether you're a child, an adult, a senior citizen. You have to endure the possibility of losing your home, losing your loved ones, being displaced and things like that. So I was constantly trying to emphasize that she needs to know how to learn these things very fast.
One day, the storm's gonna blow, the ground's gonna sink, and the water's gonna rise up so high, there ain't gonna be no bathtub, just a whole bunch of water. But me and my daddy, we stay right here. We's who the earth is for.
8-year-old Quvenzhané Wallace stars as Hush Puppy.
It was fun because I really wasn't expecting all this commotion and dirtiness and stuff like that because I'm not that kind of person. I'm just relaxed and clean. And they actually had me jumping in mud.
Ben Zeitlin explains that Hush Puppy survives the harsh environment with the help of fantasies about aurochs, prehistoric beasts that give the story its title.
I try to think back, you know, the way that I experienced the world when I was 6. And I wanted to make a film that didn't condescend towards that and saying, oh, they're just a kid, they're just seeing things, you know, and it actually kind of took it seriously and respected that point of view because to me, she is the wise woman of the film, and she's the one who kind of has both the strength and the sweetness to preserve this culture inside of herself.
In a million years, when kids go to school, they're gonna know. Once there was a hush puppy, and she lived with her daddy in the bathtub.
Beasts of the Southern Wild was filmed on location along the Gulf Coast of Louisiana. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.